Chapter 16. Calrissian Nunba Mines, Kessel.
Where's Uncle Han?
Chance, sitting beside Alana at the gleaming white cafeteria table, rhythmically kicked the underside of the tabletop.
Not back yet.
Alana paid him no attention. Her gaze was on Tendra and Lando, who sat alone at an adjacent table, whispering urgently to each other. She glared at them. While Nana prepared dinner in the adjoining cavernously empty personnel kitchen, Nian Numba waited in the communications room for a call from Han and Leia, and Chance was busy being a toddler. The Calrissians, it was clear, were discussing the Solo's fate, but not doing anything about it. Alana spoke in tones so low they couldn't hear her.
They're not dead, you know. I'd have felt it. Where's Aunt Leia? Not back yet.
Chance's kicks grew more energetic. Alana felt like joining him in punishing the table. Finally, she raised her voice.
Why don't we go looking for them?
Lando and Tendra looked her way. Lando flashed her a smile she knew was supposed to be reassuring. She resented him for it.
We're not sure that it would do any good at the moment, sweetie, he told her. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
We should just go down there and look. I'm really good at looking.
She saw Lando suppress a shudder.
Amelia, do you know what a transceiver is?
She nodded.
It's like a comlink, except you talk into comlinks and you don't talk into all transceivers.
Right. Your mommy and daddy are carrying several transceivers, some of which they don't even know about, in their speeder, in their equipment.
I know about tracking devices, too.
She shot him a suspicious look.
You put tracking devices on them?
Of course. Comm signals don't go very far in the mines. They don't go through stone. So I had special transceivers put in their gear that communicate with the seismic sensors we've got all over the tunnels. A while ago, after we stopped receiving signals and we had that ground shake, your Aunt Tendra and I did go down to look.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have gone with you.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of fallen stone between us and Han and Leia right now. We have to dig through to them.
And none of our miners are here right now,
Tendra added.
Most of them are away on paid leave. We've sent out word asking for volunteers.
Well, until they get here, we can...
We can stay here,
Lando said, sounding stern for the first time in the conversation. He fixed her with a stare, and when she did not reply, he turned back to Tendra.
I could find them,
Alana whispered.
What's that, Miss Amelia?
C-3PO, dithering beside R2-D2 on the other side of the table, leaned forward as if it would help his audio receptors pick up her words. She gave the droid a resentful look.
Nothing.
R2-D2 tweedled, a lengthy statement for him. Alana glanced at C-3PO for a translation. The protocol droid leaned toward her again.
He says he approves very highly of adventuresome young girls being adventuresome young girls. But not this time.
Alana sighed.